Blog Talk Radio.
Small businesses are the heart of the American economy. They're responsible for half of all private sector jobs. And they create roughly 70% of all new jobs in the past decade. Small businesses are not only job generators, they're also at the heart of the American dream. After all, these are businesses born in family meetings around kitchen tables. Born when a worker takes a chance on her desire to be her own boss. They're born when a part-time inventor becomes a full-time entrepreneur. Or when somebody sees a product that could be better, a service that could be smarter, and they think, well, why not me? Let me try it. Let me take my shot.
Good evening, people. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Business Coaching Corner. I am your host, Emmanuel Neal, and I am honored to have the next entrepreneur with me. And this is a special honor again because this is another Bradley alumni and as well as a fitness professional. So we get to look at fitness industry. Please welcome Mary Younger. How are you, Mary?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being patient. I know we had to reschedule our first conversation, but got it back up and running. So thank you for coming back in.
No, thank you. I appreciate the invite.
Cool. So tell me, you are a fitness professional, and your business is called AquaraFit. Tell us about AquaraFit.
Yes, well, AquaraFit is basically a hybrid of my zodiac sign, Aquarius, and the word fitness. And basically, I've been performing fitness-related duties and works for the last 3 or 4 years under that name. Not only do I do small group training, I do special events, Zumba events, kickboxing events. I warm up certain races and runs in the Chicago area. And I also donate my time to different fundraising events like for leukemia and things such as that. I kind of trying to take it to the next level for myself and brand AquariFit not only as a fitness business, but as a whole fitness experience.
Interesting. Okay, I like that. You touched on a few things that I'm going to ask you about. So you said you've been doing this 3 or 4 years. How did you start? How did you get into the business?
Well, AquaraFit has been 3 or 4 years, but as far as me in the fitness business, that dates way back to my younger years when I was a student at Bradley University. I actually was on the Bradley Braves dance team, which was disbanded, and for my physical outlet, I decided to start taking aerobics. And from taking aerobics, I was asked to audition to be an instructor. The first time I was asked, I turned down the opportunity because I did not think it was for me. I was at Bradley, majoring initially in civil engineering, and that was not my niche, or so I didn't think. Second year I was at Bradley, I was approached again, and I said, why not? There's a reason I'm being asked again to do this, so why not explore it? And after auditioning, I went through our interviewing process. They were hiring one instructor, and they said my interview is what got me through. My dancing background as well helped me in my confidence in putting together choreography for a class and performing, if you will. But my interview, they asked me, and this is one of the things that I promote and really, really lead with my fitness, with my clients, as well as my group classes, is that I am a walking testimony of a person who's gone from not so fit to becoming fit. When I auditioned as an instructor, the question that they asked me that I'm referring to was, what would I bring to the program that the program did not have? Well, at the time, Bradley was a predominantly white school, so I did say I'd bring color, but also I'd bring to the program a fit young person who can lead a class who's not a perfect size 6. At the time, I was between a 10 and a 12. And as most of us know, we're used to seeing those fit professionals back in the day who are perfect size 4 or 6, which for a lot of us, a lot of those who are like me, that's an unobtainable or unrealistic goal. So me being someone that a young lady could relate to, seeing herself in me, I would bring more people to fitness, and I'd also get their trust that way. And that's what started my journey. And since then, I've been teaching and changing lives and actually growing and having my life changed by the experiences I've had as well.
Interesting. And one of the things that you said is very interesting is how you started off in engineering and ended up going into fitness. And it's amazing sometimes how we try to plan our lives, and, you know, sometimes it works, but sometimes different opportunities pop up that are better suited for us, whether we know it or not. So that story is very inspirational and motivational. I think that's pretty good. Do you train other fitness professionals?
Well, you know what, when I was working, when I first got started, I did help train other aerobics instructors. But as far as training other fitness professionals, I look at them as more like colleagues, and we learn from each other. Fitness is a science but also an art, so there's so much you stand to learn from different instructors, different personal trainers, because everyone has something different to bring to the table. I have a client who asked me what makes me different from another trainer that he's worked with in the past. What can I say makes me different? I said, other than the fact that I'm a different person, period, we all have different mm-hmm. backgrounds. I have a dance background, so my focus and my passion may come from a different place, although it may ultimately lead a client to the same goal. There's a different path that I may take because of my dance background or because I may be more passionate about form or passionate about working with your core, where someone else may come from a strength training background and may be passionate about powerlifting or things like that. So there are a lot of different things that play into being a personal trainer. There are so many of us. There's so many group fitness instructors, but there has to be something that we bring that's individual to us, unique to ourselves, that allows us to stand out and be chosen over another personal trainer or another group fitness instructor.
Okay. Did you have to get certified? And if you did, what was that process like?
Yes, I did. There are many certifications out there. The best certification to get is one that is nationally recognized so that you can work in different organizations and know that your certification will be considered valid. I actually am a member of AFA, so that's the American Association of Fitness, and I have a personal training as well as a group fitness certification. Those certifications allow me to train and warrant me to ask for a certain amount of money when I train. It validates my education. It supports the fact that I am committed to not only training but the overall experience in the process. And when you get certified, there is a book study portion of it, but there's also an active or physical part that you have to play. So you have to do some practical work. You have to show examples of utilizing the terms and the disciplines and the guidelines that you learn. And when you become certified, your certification is usually good for 2 years. And with the certification, you must also be CPR certified as well. And you have to continue to take continuing educational courses, furthering your knowledge, because, as I said, it's an art and a science. So that means it's ever-changing, ever-evolving. Some things that were true 10 years ago may no longer be true. Some things that were safe 10 years ago may no longer be safe, and vice versa. So those continuing educational courses that we're required to take to keep our certifications active allow us to stay current on those types of things. And it behooves you to be certified. Again, it just validates you as a professional. And just like a degree from college or a degree in marketing or a master's degree, it just lets someone else know how serious this person is, that they're willing to dedicate their time, dedicate their finances, and dedicate their energy to being the best they can be in this industry or in whatever chosen field they choose.
Okay. Excellent. So you work with individuals and groups. Do you have a preference?
Today I will say no, but I did start by teaching group fitness. So that was my passion for a long time. It wasn't until 3 years ago that I said, wait a minute, I'm missing a piece here. I should be doing some one-on-ones. I think for me personally, because I came from the dance background, I was used to performing. So getting in front of class and doing group fitness, I was teaching everybody one thing, although I did have to pay attention to the multiple levels or varying levels that might be in my class, from a beginning member to an advanced member, I was still teaching as a group. I didn't have to do the one-on-one, which kind of intimidated me because, believe it or not, I used to be a little shy back in the day. But once I realized through teaching group classes that I developed some rapport with these people, even as a group teacher on an individual level, there was a rapport that was built. There was a trust, a foundation of trust that was I was building with a member that would come to my class twice a week, every week. They were coming for me. They believe in me. They're trusting me with their help on some level. And then members would start to ask me, you know, I really enjoy your classes. Do you do personal training? And I would always say, no, I don't do personal training. I do group fitness, but I can refer you to a personal trainer. And then I had to think, and I had to pray to God for a little bit and ask for some guidance, because not only was I maybe not honoring what my destiny or my passion was or what my purpose was, but I was also throwing money to somebody else that I could have been taking in myself. And It's great to have a passion, and it's great to have a following, but we all have to survive. And when you can make your living, pay your bills, travel, shop, and work through your passion, and those, your passion allows you the means to do those things, it's just awesome. It's an awesome feeling to be able to live through what my passion is and be able to survive and sustain my lifestyle on it as well. So that's, I fell into personal training that way. It was by happenstance and by accident. And then hindsight is 2020. I feel like it's something I probably should have been doing a long time ago. But I had to build my confidence. And as they say, things happen for a reason. Things happen the way they're meant to happen. And you realize it later on in life, and maybe not the time. And I'm realizing now that I wasn't prepared back then to do the one-on-ones. I'm now more confident. I'm better educated. I'm more experienced with that education. And I'm not as shy at all as I used to be. Being in the fitness industry has definitely brought me out of my shell. And it's allowed me, my personality has allowed me to go further than maybe even my physical capabilities would have allowed me to go. And it's just an awesome thing.
Excellent. You said a few things that are really crucial, and one of the reasons why I'm even started this show and why I like business coaching is similar to your story, in that I didn't start off down this journey, but I realized that it was one of my passions to help entrepreneurs and help them with their goals and help them to further along what their passions are. And so what you said about your passion, working in that passion and it being your calling and having being totally fulfilled and being able, of course, to pay your bills, but just to every day do something that you love, I think that is great. And that's a great message to other entrepreneurs. So I really appreciate that you mentioned that. I think that is great.
It's a gift.
Yeah, a gift and a blessing. You know, most of a lot of people have jobs, and that's great. But they say if you're working in your passion, then you're not working. You know, you don't have to work per se. So I think that's lovely, and I'm proud that you were able to take that journey and take that leap.
Thank you.
So where do you do your trainings at and your classes?
Well, I do a couple of different things. As I said, I started in group fitness, and that is still my baby. And I have, in the Chicago area, I have developed such a dedicated following through classes. I've worked for several different organizations, the Women's Workout World, the YMCAs, Bally's, LA Fitness, World Gym, Powerhouse Gym, and then private gyms along the way. I feel, to me, it's not that I'm giving back, but I feel like I haven't turned my back completely on that yet because it has given me so much, not only by way of networking, meeting awesome people and awesome opportunities, but it's just fulfilling, you know, to come into a classroom of 70 people who choose to be with you when they can choose several other instructors in the city. It's just overwhelming, and I haven't quite been able to walk away completely from that. So I still do work for LA Fitness Organization as a group fitness trainer, but under my brand of Aquari Fit, I do events. I rent out private locations and do events, Zumba events, kickboxing events, holiday events. I also rent space from a private location called Getting Better Fitness. It is one of the newest, fastly growing African-American owned private fitness facilities on the south side of Chicago, one of few, if there are any. And it's located at 400 West 76th Street. The CEO is Javid Jenkins, and he and I have partnered up, and I rent space from him where I do my boot camps. I do boot camps twice a week. I do small group training, and then we do specialty classes once a month, the last Friday of every month. This month, actually this Friday, Good Friday, we're doing a fabulous and flirty class for the ladies. Next month, we'll offer a step aerobics class. That following month, it may be kickboxing, hip-hop. It's just an array of things, and it's endless what we can do. And then I've also been asked to participate under my Aquari Fit name in a fundraiser. So I like to volunteer my time. It's not always about making money. It's about spreading the word about health and fitness. It's about caring enough about your community to spread the word. And by giving my time, a couple of hours here or there, is nothing in comparison to what I get back as far as, one, the fulfillment, but also it allows me to introduce myself to an audience of people that I otherwise would not have met. So Aquari Fit is my brand that I use to do all of my special events. I also do in-home training. I have select few clients that I will go to their homes and train them as well. So I kind of do some of everything. As I like to tell my friends and my fellow colleagues, we're working in the fitness industry, we always laugh and say, the hustle is real. We get up at 4 in the morning. You know, my last class was tonight. It ended at 8 p.m., and I'll be back up at 5 a.m. teaching a boot camp. And, you know, you do what you do to support your dreams. You believe in your dream. And there's no wrong decision that you can make as long as you're moving forward with it, I believe.
Okay. So 5 a.m., I appreciate you staying up to have this conversation with me.
You know what? My girls who come to boot camp will appreciate it, too, because they probably think that I will be a little tired and go easy on them in the morning, but that's not going to happen.
Excellent. So let's talk about the business side a little bit. You said you've partnered up with the gym on the south side. Tell mm-hmm. me about the partnership and the marketing and the business side of doing it. I'm curious as to how you've learned how to manage the business side and, you know, to grow it, because we can all work in our passions, but like you said, you have to pay your bills, and you also are managing a business. And so how has that been, getting, you know, going from doing the fitness to actually having to sit down and work with the numbers, work with marketing, stuff like that? How has that been?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not easy. With the help of social media, things have become a lot easier. But you know what? It's not easy. And that's why I don't hesitate to say, you know, you have to crawl before you walk. I understood and appreciated what working for a large fitness organization meant for me, as far as allowing me to get my feet wet, as far as allowing me to lay my foundation and build my confidence. So what I set out to do, I was working full time. You know, we talked about going to Bradley, and I initially was starting off studying civil engineering. I actually graduated with a BA, a BS in marketing. And most of my adult life, my career has been in marketing, either retail, project management, advertising, promotions. I worked for 10 and a half years at the Chicago Transit Authority as a marketing coordinator. I now also sit with Ventures Unlimited as a marketing consultant. So I still take projects as they come as well with marketing consultants. What I learned through doing the marketing piece was how to use it to my advantage for my personal business. You know, I was doing marketing for everyone else. I wasn't using it for my for Aquarius, for Mary Younger's benefit, to Mary Younger's benefit. So what I did was I took all those skills, you know, identifying what my target market is, identifying who I am as a business, identifying what sets me apart from my colleague who teaches a class right after mine, or a personal trainer who may be training right across from me with a different client. What sets me apart? What makes me stand out? What is my gotcha? What is my eye-catching thing? What is my light, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned to do was to figure that out, and not just from what I thought it was, but I would ask my clients, ask my members, you know, get testimonials, if you will. I put together a website. I have a friend. We work together in marketing, and we collaborate on a lot of things. I am a very, very good project manager. I'm a taskmaster. I can multitask. He handles the creative. We came together and worked on my website. We made sure it had not only background information, but also the different services that I offered. What do those services mean? If somebody looks at my website, will they understand exactly what I'm saying, or would there be a lot of questions? You have to understand that whatever you're putting out there, people have to understand what you're advertising so that they can come back. They have to understand what they want to ask questions about. To be engaged, they have to be wowed. They have to be interested from go. And that's what I learned in working with marketing. I had to either have the right colors in my logo. I had to make sure my name made sense. I had to make sure things were cohesive, because if they weren't cohesive and it was a mess, I would come across as a mess, and nobody wants to be involved with that. Nobody's going to gravitate toward that. So I had to identify that first. That's the first and foremost. That background information is the most important before you do anything. Who am I? What am I? What do I mean to be? How am I going to make an impact in this industry? What sets me apart? Because so many of us are good. So many of us think we're great. But it's not whether or not we believe or think it. It's what the people who are going to invest in us and give us their time and trust in us that we can help to take them to the next level. It's what they think. And what do they get? You know, it's not always a popularity contest. Sometimes you have to be a little humble and step back and just watch for a little while, take in what people are telling you, take in what people are showing you based off of what you're giving them, and that's what helps you build and understand and appreciate what your brand should be. So for me, my brand, AquariFit, although everybody thinks, oh, it's water, you do water aerobics, I explain it about me being Aquarius and the hybrid of the name of Aquarius and fitness, and then people now know I'm an Aquarius. So that tells them something about me. You know, that tells them about my disposition. That tells them about what kind of character as an Aquarian I have. I'm loyal to something. I'm dedicated. When I put my feet in something, when I put my word on something, I follow through. So now they know that I'm going to, if they give themselves to me and trust in me, I'm going to exhaust every possibility to assist them in reaching their goal, to assist in educating them. It's not just about, again, me making money, but when you train someone, when you teach a class for someone, it's a training, it's a class, which means there's a foundation of education that's supposed to happen there. It's not just I'm going to trap this person and make them need me and keep buying sessions, or it's about the education. If you can't take anything away and apply it after you've left me, then I'm not doing my job. My goal is not to make you dependent on me in that way, although, yes, I want you to come back, but I want you to see the benefit in coming back. I want you to see the growth, because if you're not buying in and you're not meeting your goals, you're not going to be a great representation of a walking billboard for AquariFit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on your website. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just keeping all those things in mind, when putting together my website, that was one of the most important things, was to remember what AquariFit is about. It's not always about the glitz and the glam, and always about having the fanciest font or having the most professional headshot. It's about the content sometimes as well. although the appearance has to be professional, although you want it to be pleasing to the eye and engaging, there has to be some depth to it. And that's what my foundation was as far as putting together my website and then the marketing pieces. So what I do, I have a website, and I refer people to the website all the time if they want to get an overview, get a bio, get a list of services that I may offer, see some testimonies from different members, not just hearing what I have to say, but hear what other members may have to say about what they've experienced with me. I also have brochures, business cards, and again, like I said, social media has been great. You know, Facebook, Instagram, all of those things allow you to be interactive with your members right real time, and it makes you more tangible. And not only that, marketing myself by being present. When I'm out and about, you know, I always have business cards on me. You know, I purposely have been working on bettering myself. You know, as I mentioned to you, when I first I got started teaching at Bradley, one of my interview questions or answers was, I'm not a perfect size 6. So I have been a walking billboard for my walk as well in health and wellness. Members who have been with me for the last 5 years have seen me evolve. That's also a marketing piece for me and makes me tangible, realistic, more believable, and more trustworthy because they see me going through it. I'm not just barking at them, looking perfect, saying, you need to do this. I don't understand your journey. I understand your journey because you're seeing me go through it as well because we're all human. So that's a huge marketing piece for me, my testimony myself. My pictures that I may put up from 5 years ago. I just celebrated my 45th birthday in February. I posted on Facebook pictures from my 40th through 45th birthday. And I look younger and in better shape now than I did 5 years ago when I turned 40. That's what my marketing is. That's the reality. And then members I work with, clients I work with, we do before and after shots, and that helps as well. But you're only as good in your walk, if you're walking it, you know what I mean? Anybody can bark orders and tell somebody what they should be doing, but until you can empathize and really appreciate what someone else has to go through, the challenges, how difficult these things may be, eating right, getting rest, going to the health club, everybody else enjoy that. I'm unique. I like that kind of stuff. Well, not the eating right all the time, but I like the work out part. And everybody doesn't enjoy it, so it's on me to market myself to let them know, hey, if you come to me, I'm going to give you a workout, but it's going to be fun. I'm not going to degrade you. I'm not going to bash you. That is not who I am. And when you look at my brand and who I am and have come to my classes and talked to anybody who's worked with me, they will tell you the same. My brand is consistent, considerate, fun, energetic, trustworthy, loyal. That's what I stand for, and that's what I lead with in my marketing. It's great to have collateral. It's great to have tangibles. You always want to be prepared. I keep brochures and cards in every bag I own in my car because you never know when you're out who you may meet or who you may be willed to cross paths with, who can further help Aquarius Fit. You know, not just me helping them, but somebody can help me. I'm nowhere near where I want to be yet. But I have to appreciate that it's a journey on this side as well. And I can't get there alone, which is why partnerships are important.
Hold on for just a second. You got a lot of great information. I'm so glad that you, I'm so glad I don't have to pull teeth. It's great that I can see the passion in it and I can hear it in your voice. And it is absolutely lovely. For all the people that are listening online, we're winding down. I think there might be another couple of minutes that you can listen, but if you call in to 213-943-3358, you can listen for another few minutes. You can ask Mary a question or make a comment. Go to her website. It is a great website. It's aquarafit.com. I'm on it now, and it is lovely. It's great for the eyes, has services, benefits, tips. It's really a good educational website, and The classes are very affordable, so that's AquariFit, AquariFit.com, all one word. Go and check her out. Go ahead and check out the classes, and I thank y'all for tuning in. So we have another few minutes. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to see if they want to make a comment or something real quick, and then we'll come back to you, Mary, and
okay.
And we will continue. So hold on a second.
Great.
Caller that is on the line, 312-523, if you'd like to make a comment or say anything, your line is open. You can go. Okay. 312-523. Okay, well, I appreciate you for tuning in and listening. So, like I said, I love the passion in your voice, and like you said, your website is very consistent. I love the marketing lessons that you were given, because you're right. A lot of times, especially when we have a job, we do a lot of work for other people, but we have to do it for ourselves as well. How did this partnership grow with JVIT on the South Side? And what do you see for yourself within the next, let's say, 5 years? You just celebrated 45, which is great. It's lovely. And people are living longer. We're looking better. What is your next five-year plan? Where are you going from here?
Well, I'll talk to you about the partnership with JVIT first. I actually met JVIT through a mutual friend. I met a young lady named Wendy Hamilton who began taking my step classes. She and Mr. Jenkins went to high school together. I'll give Julian a shout-out, even though I went to Crete-Monique. JVIT at the time was looking for a Zumba instructor. He was in a small space in the same building he is now at 400 West 76th Street, and I said, sure, I'll be interested. I went over to meet JVIT. The Zumba class didn't happen the way we wanted it to because the space was a little small. However, he and I hit it off immediately. The energy, our conversation, it was all positive. And he asked me, you know what? We can't do it now, but I'd love to stay in contact and work on something in the future. That, 2 years later now, we kept in contact. We've done events together. He's allowed me to share with him and partner in boot camps with him. And it's just been a great relationship. His energy, his leadership skills, he makes me want to take more aggressive steps in my entrepreneurial journey. He is very positive. He's very generous. He's very passionate. And he's very fair. We're partnering together. Getting Better Fitness is his baby. However, he's allowing myself and a couple of other fitness professionals to come in and grow our business through his. It's a win-win. And it's very rare to find, unfortunately in our community, but in general, people who are willing to extend a hand and pull someone else along with them and not have that crab in a bucket mentality. There's so much for all of us to enjoy. There's so much for all of us to share and reap the benefits of. If we work as a team, we could take over the South Side of Chicago, where you don't see any Black-owned fitness facilities. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We see them downtown. We see them in certain pockets but in the heart of the city, walking distance from Inglewood, you don't see it. And that is what attracted me to him, his passion. And we just happened to have the kind of work chemistry that was a benefit to both of us. And you know what? We're looking to do things in the future and keep it going because it's been so positive. And when it's not broke, we don't fix it. Now, for me, AquariFit, in 5 years, I'd like to see myself. I'd like to be known for doing more events. I'd like to expand my voice and my brand outside of the Chicagoland area. Chicago has been very good to me, but I've had members who have moved on and left me and are in different cities now, and they want me there with them. So virtually and physically, I'd like to start exploring that. I have plans on deck to work on an app so I can get memberships online. I also have plans to continue to grow in my fitness journey, which will enable me to offer more formats. As I said, I'm certified and versed in Zumba, kickboxing, step aerobics, boot camps. I just recently, Sunday, this past, became certified in Kaiser Cycling. Yoga and Pilates are next on my list. So I'm looking to explore and expand myself as far as the formats I teach, my visibility, my brand through my app, and also offer videos. I've been asked to do videos for a very long time, and because of my own issues and me not being where I thought I wanted to be physically, I haven't done it. But I fail to realize, though people keep reminding me, that my journey up to this point is what brought all these people with me in the first place. So This is what I mean. I'm human. I have my hangups. I have my insecurities just like anyone else. But I'm confident about what I know, and I'm confident about what I can bring to other people, and I'm happy to do that and fortunate to be able to do that every day.
Excellent. And I'm glad that you mentioned the videos, because that is I was thinking about that, and I was wondering if you were going to do videos and package them and sell them, and potentially if the thought came to mind of a YouTube channel when you're talking about doing virtual trainings and all of that. So
yes.
It's great to hear that you mentioned that, and that is on your horizon. I also also like the message about partnering and about there being enough for everybody, because it's true. You know, I just had an experience where I was in the mall and I asked the guy about the kiosk and what it costs to rent a kiosk on a monthly basis. I was out in Forest City Mall. And unfortunately, I was talking to a black guy who said he couldn't tell me that information and he didn't want the competition. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, wow, in this day and age, we are still thinking like that. So I'm glad that you mentioned how Javid is open-minded and wants to partner with people, and that partnership has been great, because, like you said, once we all build together, you know, we come up together, and it's enough for everybody. So I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've heard of him before in his boot camps, and so I would like to speak with him, and I will come and check out the sessions and the classes and all of that good stuff. We're going to be wrapping up soon. Tell people where they can catch you at. I know you said you're doing a boot camp tomorrow. Also, remind people of your website and just, you know, a few parting words on the importance of fitness, especially as we get older. You know, I'm going on 43, and we all are living longer and living better, but you're right. We do need to make that emphasis on fitness. I know I do. I'll probably be dragging myself into one of your classes soon, because I know I need it, but give us some parting words on that importance and living right and getting older and better and being better and being our better selves. Your passion just bleeds through this phone, and people are, I love how you describe it, and I'm really proud of you. So I'm really glad that you came and shared your knowledge with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's great to hear. It makes me feel good. You know, like I said, I tripped into this fitness thing, and I am so thankful and blessed because of it. You know, a lot of us are living longer, but to be honest, in the last few years, there's been a nice amount of us who have died before our time was up. You know, it's not always just about getting in a perfect pair of jeans or going to a class reunion. It's about waking up the next day. Diabetes is real. High blood pressure, stress, strokes. These are real things. People between the ages of 30 and 45 are suffering more than they ever have, you know. And it's ironic that we fight this so much. I have many people who tell me, Mary, I can't come to your class because you're all the way in the city, but they'll come to the city for a happy hour. It's about priorities. It's about choices. You know, you make time for what you want to do. And there's 7 days in a week. No one's saying punish yourself. No one's saying deprive yourself. It's not about that. It's about making better choices consistently so that when you have that day where you want to just indulge, that one day will not set you back if you're doing what you should be doing, treating your body right 6 days out of seven. You know what I mean? We have to take it seriously. It's not just about getting in the health club. It's not just about doing Zumba. There are five components of fitness. It's not just cardio. There's muscular strength and endurance training. There's flexibility. We have to watch our body composition, our fat versus lean mass. We have to make sure that we're doing stretch and yoga for flexibility. And all those things are imperative to keep us looking great at 45, 43, whatever age it is, to minimize the amount of hip replacements and knee replacements that we have to have. Some of these things are just for daily quality of life. It's not to look the best. Looking great is a byproduct of better health. If you're having a hard life, you probably look like you're having a rough life. If you take care of yourself, you probably look like that too. You know, this is the only realm of my life, I have to say, where sometimes people give me a compliment with a little attitude. You look good. I mean, as like I did something to them. Well, that's because I'm getting myself up, and even though I may go out and meet my friends and enjoy partying and things like that, I don't go until I've left the health club. I don't leave the health club. I don't say, no, I can't go to the health club because there's a party. I say I'm going to the party after the health club because it's a priority. And it has to be a priority for everyone else. Eating right, making better food choices. You know, we don't have to overdo it. Do we always need to eat bread and french fries with chicken? No, we don't have to have both. Make a choice. Small changes consistently make a huge difference. And I'm a walking testament to that, and I'm still on a journey. I still have goals I have yet to reach. And I'm happy if anyone would ever want to join me. I take it seriously for myself. I take it twice as serious for those who entrust me with their health, their time, and their money. You can see me at Getting Better Fitness Factory. I do Wednesday 5 a.m. boot camp. I do a Saturday 2 p.m. boot camp. And as I said, we do a specialty class the last Friday of every month. That's at the GBF Getting Better Fitness Factory, located at 400 West 76th Street, Suite 106, CEO David Jenkins. You also can find me if you're a member at LA Fitness, where I do classes, six classes a week, Zumba, kickboxing, step aerobics. Give me a call. Find my website. Check it out, www.aquarifit.com. I'm on Facebook, AquariFit, AquariFit. I'm also on Instagram. And you can also look me up by my name, Mary Younger, YOUNGER. If you're friends with me on Facebook or would like to like my AquariFit page, I post my schedule weekly. So if I'm doing special events, I can let you know where I'm going to be if you want to come out and see me. If you need someone to do a private event, say Zumba party, come to your school, come to your church, I'm open for all of those things, and I'm happy to do it. Just reach out to me. Let's make a connection, get a dialogue going, and we'll make it happen. And Emmanuel, I'd like to thank you for the invitation to come on. I was nervous, but I'm very happy that I've gotten to the other side of this unscathed.
Exactly, and I appreciate it. Thank you for coming in. You have dropped a lot of pearls of wisdom on us about fitness, and like I said, we need to do better. And I'm glad that you have dedicated yourself to this and you're passionate. Like I said, we can tell. Anybody that listens to this, and I'm sure talking to you, can tell that you're passionate. So best of luck, continued success and growth. People, thank you all for tuning in. Please go and look up Mary Younger. Please check out AquariFit.com. Please go to her events and exercises. Check out Get Better Fitness over East 400. I'm sorry, what? East 76th? Was that it?
400 West 76th Street.
Okay. Thank you much.